This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Scott Strohmeyer played his college golf with Justin Thomas on Alabama's national championship team a few years ago. Scott is coming off a top 10 finish at last week's Sanderson Farms Championship. It is a pleasure to welcome Scott Strohmeyer to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Scott.
Glad to be on the show.
Well, it's nice having you. Thanks for doing this. First of all, congratulations on the top 10.
Thank you.
What'd you learn about yourself or your game with that performance last week?
I was able to take away a good bit of confidence, knowing that essentially when I have some of my best stuff that I can contend on the PGA Tour. I also learned a lot from watching Ryan Armour, getting to watch someone win a PGA Tour event. So I was able to learn a lot from how he handled himself and what he did. So a lot of experience was nice to be able to get that experience in my first PGA Tour event.
What specifically struck you about how Ryan played on Sunday?
He stayed aggressive and kind of seemed to stay with his game plan. He didn't – a lot of times when you have that big of a lead, you can just lose it. You're not really going out there to win, and I felt like he went out there to make his lead bigger. That's something I've seen with Justin Thomas and talked to him about, is when you have a lead that big or any type of lead, you're trying to make it bigger. And so that was something that I learned just watching him and watching Justin. If you ever get in a situation where you have a lead, it's good if you can try to make that lead bigger instead of trying to protect it.
Well, so what was your attitude going into Sunday?
Mine was to just stick with my game plan and try to give myself as many birdie opportunities as possible and see where that put me kind of after the front nine. I knew I was playing well and I was putting really well. The first 3 days I wasn't pleased with how I drove the ball, and I felt like if I could drive it a little bit better, I could give myself more good looks at birdie. So that was kind of my game plan going into Sunday, was try as many fairways as possible, and then from there give myself as many birdie opportunities as possible, and just, you know, maybe see if I could put some pressure on Ryan or get some putts to fall. But he came out and just did an unbelievable job of essentially closing that door on a lot of people saying, I'm not going to fall backwards, you're going to have to come get me. And when I think he shot 19 under for the week, so it would have taken a special round from him. Someone to catch him, essentially.
So do you think, Scott, next time you're in that position going into Sunday, do you have a bit of a different attitude?
Not really. Just maybe more experience, more confidence, a little bit more of knowing what I need to do. Since it was my first time, I was a little unsure of how I was going to feel, how my body was going to react. So next time, I'll have a better idea of what I need to do instead of kind of being unknown.
You know, you did something pretty special. You had to qualify for the chance to qualify on Monday, and then you Monday qualified, and then you're in the last group. Do you get what a big deal that was? And that's a pretty special accomplishment.
I don't think it's set in yet. A lot of people have texted me and said congratulations, and yeah, I don't think that's quite set in what I essentially did. It's something that I've always dreamed of. You know, when I go to a pre-qualifier or a Monday qualifier, obviously in my head I try to visualize, you know, making it through the pre-qualifier into the Monday qualifier and then obviously winning the tournament. So it was kind of a dream come true type of week. I got to live out something that I've dreamed and tried to envision for several years now. So I'm sure it will set in sometime soon once essentially I'm done playing for the year. But yeah, it was a pretty special week.
We're talking with Scott Strohmeyer here on the Augusta Golf Show. You played golf in Alabama with Justin. Did you guys think it was just a foregone conclusion that he was destined for what he's been able to do?
Yes and no. I personally didn't think that it would happen as soon as it did, but I definitely saw that success in his career. He was one of the best I've ever seen at getting the golf ball in the hole. It didn't matter how he was hitting it, how he was putting it, chipping it. I mean, he seemed to always be under par. And essentially, if that's the strongest part of your game, you're going to have a good chance of winning the FedEx Cup because that rewards consistent play over the year. And then we always knew that if he played his best, I mean, there weren't many people that could beat him. He just has so much talent and really a passion to win and beat people.
When someone like that close to you is doing what Justin did, what's the balance, Scott? How much of that is inspiring and how much of that is just darn frustrating?
I'd say it's much more inspiring than frustrating. Justin's always been somebody that I've kind of looked up to when he came into school. He was essentially better than me and has always been better than me. So I've kind of looked up to him for advice and kind of tried to copy some of the things that he does in his game. So for me, it's been more inspiring. I'm sure for other players, maybe more frustrating. But from my perspective, it's just been inspiring. It's been fun to watch, and I'm super happy for him. And I know that he's working hard to continue the success that he's had.
I was told that you kind of came this close to giving this up and thinking about something else. What kept you going? What keeps you going?
My relationship with God definitely keeps me going. My wife and I had multiple conversations about whether this was the plan that he had for me. And essentially, he hadn't quite closed the door for golf. And so my wife was like, until he closes that door and opens another door, you need to give it all that you have. Essentially, this summer I took a lot of time off to kind of just rest and get healthy. I haven't been healthy for several years. And I actually was going to start a little woodworking business on the side to see if I could make a little bit of money doing that until I could figure out something else to do. And just kept playing. And just, I think when I removed all the expectations and kind of just played golf to have fun, is when I started playing some good golf, and I kind of got into a good routine and practice, and just kind of, instead of practicing 8 to 10 hours a day, just would go out and get a little bit of work done and then play a little bit and just rest and have a good time after that. And that really kind of helped me to be a little more fresh when I went to tournaments, and I think that's been a big part of me playing well towards the back half of this year is just – my body is a lot fresher, and I'm mentally not fatigued.
Good for you. Do you work, Scott, at kind of keeping the negativity out of your life?
Yes, that's something as a golfer is tough to do because there can be a lot of negatives. I mean, this is a sport where if you win 5% of the time that you play, you're doing very well. I mean, you look at Tiger Woods, I think he was at the peak of his game. I think he was winning around 25% of the time he teed it up. I mean, most sports, if you're only winning 25% of the time you play, you're having a terrible year. So it can be very discouraging in the sport that we have. And so eliminating the negatives and trying to focus on a lot of the positives is a big thing that I try to do.
What's your status out there?
As far as like PGA Tour status?
Yeah.
PGA Tour status?
Yeah, playing status.
I don't have any status as of now. I didn't make it through first stage of Q school. I know I earned some FedEx Cup or possible FedEx Cup points last week. And I haven't quite figured out everything that I need to do as far as how many points I need to get, where I need to finish. But essentially just trying to take it 1 week at a time and let the points and chips kind of fall where they are. But my goal for the year is to get my PGA Tour card for next year. But currently I don't have any status.
He is Scott Strohmeyer, out on the PGA Tour, playing this week in Vegas. Well, congratulations. Another top 10 finish, and you just keep the ball rolling, Scott, and maybe something a little bit better than that. Play well this week and this weekend, and we will talk again. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.